Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
One day we're going to work on a new theme.
I kind of like ours, though.
I like it, but I want to do different Chicago songs.
Oh, okay.
Which we have one from your friend.
Yeah, that you deleted.
No, I have it.
Oh, you found it.
I found it.
You mean the listener?
Yeah, the listener. Your listener friend. Your listener friend. Thank you for downloading Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Tuesday, May 1st still.
Episode.
And we're decorating the bowl.
We're decorating the what?
Your poll.
Oh, the poll.
Mm-hmm.
The James LeRoy poll.
We did your poll last time, and now it's James' poll.
It's obviously not. It's not your microphone.
So this is episode 419. I was just discussing with the girls here, the boys, boy girls, girl boys.
What?
The goyles. That I do not like ending an episode on odd numbers.
And I think what you like mean by second. That is recording a night. You don't like right. ending a night of recording on an
odd number. So probably what we'll do is for 420, we'll do one really long episode, and then we'll start with 21 and 22.
Well, just so you know, I will not be here next week, so you'll be recording without me.
On next Wednesday?
Yes.
Maybe we should get a guest. We'll get Josh in on this.
Because I will be in the lovely metropolis that is Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, don't you know.
You mean Minnesota?
Minnesota. With those hot dishes.
Juicy Lucy's.
You mean a
casserole? Juicy Lucy's are so tasty.
I want one. Do you think we can make them?
He totally did it. Did you hear him?
Oh,
Juicy Lucy's are so tasty.
And that wasn't on purpose.
Whatever.
Do you think you could remake those?
Well, yeah, it's just Velveeta stuck between two patties.
Yeah, but don't they do different kinds of cheeses too?
No. The Juicy Lucy is like American cheese stuffed inside of a burger. That's the traditional. No,
I've had that before though. What's so special about them?
Because they say that they created them, and that's where like it's the most famous, and they're hot, and it's molten lava, and
like it'll literally melt your tongue off. Right?
Yeah, but it's also because of the quality of the meat they're using and stuff like that too.
They use like buffalo or something.
I love buffalo.
I've never had it.
90% fat free, better for you than chicken. Sometimes better saturated fat.
I'm not into the weird meats.
Buffalo's great though because it tastes like beef. It's not gamey like say venison or elk or anything like that.
I've never had elk. I've had deer, venison.
Venison, sausage, stuff like that.
Not sausage, but steak. Like pot roast.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty gamey.
And we also had, oh my God. Y'all, I'm from the South and we're redneck as hell. Deer jerky.
Oh, well, that's not Southern.
Oh, no, I had that growing up. That's just good. Yeah.
Disgusting.
So I also,
when it's being cooked in your house, it smells like shit.
Oh.
No.
You should wipe the deer's ass before you butcher it, I guess.
Yeah. You see, you're outside watching your drunk dad gut a deer, and he has a sensitive stomach, so he starts vomiting all over the place. That's great times. We should call my sister.
And that's really teaching you how to be a man in the woods.
Right.
Vomit.
See, my uncle would just hang the deer in the back and just go
and let it just drop and drain.
Well, my dad did that. My dad did that too, but he puked the whole time. So.
Yeah, I stood in the kitchen and watched, and I was like,
my grandpa owned a butcher shop. Oh,
he owned a butcher.
He was a butcher. Anyway, I can't.
Yeah, you better cut that meat.
The last episode, we had so many other things to talk about that I did not get a chance to mention. That not only is it May Day, Tony. Oh my God, I'm so excited! I'm breaking my microphone again. Tony Award Nomination Day. Yes.
Can you insert crickets?
Right.
No, they announced who the nominees are for the Tony Awards, for the Broadway Awards.
No one cares.
Yes, they do. And the new podcast that you listen to today, he cares.
Clearly. Because we'll talk about that.
He cares.
So, the Satersphere, Sater69 from Twitter, has made fun of me probably for the last year and a half or how long he's been doing his podcast because he's like, Ricky doesn't listen to my show. Ricky doesn't listen to my show. And then every time it's Ricky doesn't listen to my show. So it doesn't matter what we're talking about. It ends in Ricky doesn't listen to my show. Mm. Oh, I almost threw up there for a minute.
Nice.
So I listened to the show.
Yes. And you let all of Twitter know that it was your first time.
Yes. I'm not going to say it's my last time.
I just hear the tone and the face going, oh, what's coming out?
It's nothing bad.
What's coming out of his mouth?
For what he did was fine. I mean, I like the little themes and all that stuff, but there was more hockey than I cared to listen about, and there was more Broadway stuff that I even know about. So those were like two of the main reasons I never listened, because I don't care about hockey. And I don't care about Broadway music. And I know he's fucking having a heart attack right now.
Well, and you should care about Broadway music. Like you,
why?
Because it is your... You just need to.
That's like when you
no,
ask
No, because
your parents,
I like
why...
it. Oh. I'm angry.
Okay. Whoa.
You need to like Broadway.
Whoa. The levels.
Skyrocketing.
You go to show tunes.
Levels.
I don't know all the songs.
Levels. Yeah, but if you, you know, listen to them more, you might actually know them.
But sometimes it's boring.
But he doesn't talk about Broadway that much that it gets boring. He has his, you know, name this show tune, but...
Right, but then they were talking about shows they were in and like this so-called filler on the roof, Tin Roof, Ren 10-10 on a roof. I don't know.
I think you should just keep listening because I feel like we're listening to Josh talking about his horrors.
Ren 10-10 on the roof.
While listening to you talk about overhearing Broadway conversations. Fiddler on the tin, the roof, Ren 10-10.
On the roof.
On the roof. Yes.
No. The parts that weren't
right,
Broadway or sports, I listened to. So it wasn't bad. I'll listen again. Probably now that hockey season's over, I may not have, you know, that may not be on there for a while, which I find it kind of gross. I'm just saying this in general. He said he doesn't wash any of his jerseys until the season's over.
Dude, that's a lot of sports fans.
But, you know, I could see... I think that Sater's probably kinky like that anyway.
Oh,
he totally likes to stick his face into a dirty jack.
Oh, I bet he does.
I wonder... I would love to read his actual real Craigslist post that he posts for himself.
I wonder if he's ever hooked up with a hockey player that's like dirty, nasty, like...
I will say this. When we went to the bodies exhibit, the hockey players had the biggest penises.
Except really? For the black ones. The black corpses.
How do you know they're black?
Yeah, how do you know they were black?
Well, one, there was a distinct facial structure. And from where the countries they came from, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about, like, you know, race, ethnicity. But they have the hugest penises. And then the white guys are like, oh.
Hey,
where'd
Pinky.
It, where'd it go? Look at your friend over there.
But don't they all look kind of small when they're skinned?
No.
Literally, the hockey players were like the boom mic here.
Damn.
It was just like, whoa.
I thought that was your
penis. So anyway, the Tony Awards.
My penis is holding
it
up my microphone.
I may decide to have a Tony Award party.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Tony,
I can't wait.
Tony.
When are the Tonys? Like in September?
Maybe we should hold at someone else's house.
Sunday, June 10th.
Ooh.
Busy.
Is that when you're in Florida?
Busy.
Oh.
No, I'll come back on the 6th.
Oh, okay. You'll stop getting invited to things then.
Don't worry.
You already are.
I get the gist of that, okay?
Are you Keith DeSpiro?
Am
I
a bad friend?
I'm a bad friend.
What do you Let me check my calendar really quick.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh.
So... We're so excited for the Tonys.
Well, yes, because, you know, they did a stage.
Should I go ahead and put it in now?
Yes. They made a stage version of Once, the movie that won the Academy Award.
I love that movie.
I don't even know what it is.
A few years back.
It's so good.
But it actually was nominated for the most awards this year. I believe it was 11.
Really?
Yeah. And both the main actors were as well.
I did this in all capital letters. Tonys!
And he's going to see it and be like, what is mine?
Oh, why is Tony capitalized?
Oh.
He's really excited.
So why don't we do all of our iTunes stuff now because I know that someone has a 5-star review for us, and mm-hmm. I have a 1-star review.
Okay, let's do the 1-star.
Let's end on the negative because that's what we like here.
Right.
Okay. 5-star.
5-star review. 5-star review. We got a 5-star review.
Five. What was that? 5-star review.
5-star review. We got a
5-star review.
That's a little difficult.
Let's do it one more time.
5-star review. 5-star review. We got a 5-star review.
I kind of like
it. I love that we always end in kindergarten.
Yeah, we'll never be able to repeat that on another show.
I'll make it clap. All right. Today's 5-star review is brought to you by DJ Lett, April 26, 2012. Entertaining. Love these girls. I mean, guys. I listen to them faithfully. They are very amusing, and I get a lot of laughs. That's it.
Well, thank you.
It's 5 stars. Yay. Why is the sweat?
Because he washed it?
No.
Oh.
Are you sweating inside of that?
No, I've been trying to rub it.
It's a...
sticker. Trying to get the sticker off.
Someone brought us a shot glass from San Francisco.
I don't think it's wet. It's just cold.
Well, so, yes. So how long have you listened? Do you know this person?
I do not know who it is, so we need to know who you are. How long DJ have you listened?
Oh. And he's only ever, or she's only ever put one review ever.
And we had another review in another country, but I can't remember who it was now.
Is it Toronto?
No.
Are you sure?
That would be Canada.
No, yeah. I was saying Toronto. I was saying Toronto because of the
That's
email.
Pretty bad when I correct you on that.
I was saying Toronto because of the
So if you're a email if you're a foreigner who left us a recent message, let the slow one know.
I will search.
But we do have a 1-star review, so it's been a while. I do believe we have not read this one before. It is the only 1-star review that they have had, and we have discussed this podcast in the last 4 episodes.
Oh, I was going to say the last 5 minutes.
No. I don't believe
Guys, that's not fair. They're supposed to be playing a game and guessing what this 1-star review is about.
It's not Sator Spear, and I don't really think he had any.
He had one because he couldn't download a show.
Oh, that's because it's
We talked about that already.
Yes. I don't think that was we talked about on the air.
Lame.
But yeah, people, why leave a 1-star review when you can't
when
download
it's your
from
fucking
iTunes?
When you obviously have a PC and that shit doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I have a PC, but... Okay, this is from... It's entitled, Don't Get It, by Bob the Great, 729, August 2nd.
He's left us a review.
2009. Maybe... we can't play that game. You got a 1-star. We got a 5.
We didn't do the song.
Oh.
1-star review.
That's loud in here.
You can go.
Don't Get It by Bob the Great, 729. Not sure why all the high marks. The host consistently talks over his guest and friend. He's a rude, crude guy. Don't Get It by Bob the Great, 729.
I thought we've read that before.
Oh, maybe we have.
I don't know. I can't remember.
But that's rude.
Do they live in our vicinity?
No.
And I found our review from the foreigner.
Oh, where was it?
It was from Toronto, like I said.
Canada?
Yeah, so. But I was being more specific.
Toronto is not a country.
So?
Are we gonna let them wait?
But
should we wait till the next episode? We always forget to tell them.
Oh, yeah.
No, you always put it in the liner notes. We never tell them, but you always put it in the notes anyway.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna say it.
Oh, okay.
It's from Don C.
Wait,
from Toronto.
No, that's old. Isn't it?
13th of April, 2012.
Isn't that Don that gave us the gloves?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it says fun, sassy, crazy, cool, 4 stars. Never dull in your face humor with on edge.
Oh, maybe he... Oh,
he updated it.
Because we asked him to update. Thanks, Don C.
Jeez, guys.
So the 1-star review?
Dubious intent plus.
Oh, I was going to guess that. I wasn't.
Yeah. Dubs intent.
I don't think that. Oh, I've only listened a couple times.
They released an episode today.
Yeah, I think I listened to it.
May 1st.
It's like an hour and a half long.
Yes, hour and 20. Yeah. Right out of the box. It has zero popularity right now.
Well, we know how that feels.
Yes, we do.
One star review. We didn't finish it.
One star review.
So I know before we get into our listener questions, you actually had some shout outs.
I have some shout outs. I have Jay in Orlando who contacted us via Twitter, I believe, or Facebook. I need to put down what they put in here, why they contacted us. David Perez, which I'm going to read that right now. He was one of the persons that complained constantly about the volume. And when I say constantly, I mean just one time.
God, what a complainer.
He said, "Dear Foul Monkeys and Ricky Burton, love the show.
He called you out.
Was just listening to Foul Monkeys 415 and the Guilt Trip segment and thought I'd write a quick note. I suppose it works. Not all of us are ignoring you. We love you. Sometimes we don't respond because we're listening while we're on the road. Only listen while driving to and from work, and only if I remember something later to do. Even think about dropping a line. First of all, you never put a second before you even start breathing in the morning. Oh, think about us.
My God, Ricky.
I'm at a traffic light and I'll tweet. He's at Snurble. I don't know if you've seen a tweet from him. You guys give me the giggles. Mm-hmm. Love, Ask the Expert. I thought the episodes was funny and James Brad Bradley, I can't keep it straight advice.
I can't keep it straight either.
As the uncut soul owner was even helpful to me.
You're welcome.
Super sensitive. Gotcha. I'll know next time. So keep up the good work. I'm looking forward to Josh's Closet segment. Do we call it Josh's Closet? I don't remember. We didn't really have a name for it.
Well, you were bitching about his closet, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, maybe that's what he's talking about. Or whatever you guys call it. So,
you mean, gotta wash that cock right out of my mouth. Right. His mouth.
Gotta wash that cock right out of your mouth.
You gotta sing it like that.
That's what I said.
No, you gotta sing it like that.
You gotta sing it like Ethel Merman.
Yeah. Don't take it personally if you don't always hear from your listeners. And do give us time to respond. I, for example, can be a week or two behind in listening. And happy 6th anniversary. We passed the fucking anniversary.
Because it's not really that important.
It's 6 years.
True.
And but no, thank you very much, David Perez.
We talked about it.
You're the only person
who even
said anything
we
about
just
it.
Okay, you know what? We did a 400th episode not even long ago, and we'd been
and before that was 5 years.
And we did the 5 year right before that. So 6 years is not
you
really
bitch
much.
A lot about
I don't
our
bitch
listeners.
A lot.
I'm not fucking bitch.
They love it.
Your guilt trip worked. You got an email out of it though.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens, people.
Not just an email. I got a Google Plus message.
Oh shit.
Right. Because I don't use that.
Because no one uses that anymore. Or ever to begin with. So this is what the problem is, listeners. You either all need to start communicating more often, so it shuts him the fuck up, or when he bitches when you don't communicate. And then you respond because you're tired of him bitching. It then validates him to bitch some more. Because it worked.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
So we also have, let's see, let me bring up Evernote. So that was David Perez. Also want to give a shout out to Mark. Was that our Mark? I don't know.
I didn't write it.
Probably so because of
is it? Is it with a C?
Yeah, it is with a C.
Oops.
Bjorn for responding to us, and we also got an email from Ken Lyons in the country Toronto.
And what did Ken of Lyons?
Would you like to read it, or do you have email or do you have the Foul Monkeys email?
Not on my computer since I can't have both. I don't know how.
What? You would just log out of Gmail.
That's too much trouble. Just read it.
Okay, oh, Ricky. Did you hear that, Ken Lyons? It's too much trouble.
Okay.
No.
Are we reading the
no
very
wonder.
No wonder no one ever responds to us because we don't take the initiative to do what they ask.
So I can read it.
Christian.
All right.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to it.
Wait. Keith.
There you go.
You're level 7.
Level 7.
8.
Death God 8. So Ken writes, "Okay, I've been meaning to write in. The sound quality is fine, but the sound levels sometimes are too low. Especially when I'm on the subway, and sometimes I can't hear your discussions. The last one was great. I am on the subway right now, and it is great."
I'm on a subway right now, and it is great.
I did use a level later.
Balloons? But... yes. Ask the expert is great. Love it.
Great.
Ken and Ken in the Torontos.
Apparently in the country of Toronto.
I hate you.
So.
I was not finished with my sentence, but go ahead.
You actually were, because I did not hear an ellipses, a dot, dot, dot.
So no. apparently in the country of Toronto.
Yeah, and then totally.
And then you paused like you were just making fun of him. Mm. I'm sorry, Ricky. Please continue making fun
I'm
of
done.
Him.
I'm done.
I didn't take
Oh, my God. Is this how you fight with a provider?
We don't fight. We have not had a fight.
Language barrier.
I don't think he's ever yelled at me in Spanish, so
he probably spanks you. He's turning red because I think he actually does.
He does not spank me.
He spanks you with his cock.
Is he gonna spank you so hard one day that
look
you're
at how red your face is?
Is he gonna spank you so hard one day that you're gonna cut your headphones?
That's borderline abusive.
Yes, I think that situation is abusive.
Girls.
Do you have any other shout outs before we go into listener friend Mark's questions?
No, I think that's it. Thank you, Ken, for emailing us. We appreciate it. Oh, you guys didn't mention it on the last show, but we are on Stitcher Radio. We have to do a recording to put on our show. It's like an advertisement, but we don't get paid for it. Whatever. But you can listen to the show streaming there.
Why would we get paid for an advertisement that we have?
Because we have to put their stuff, like their advertisement, in our show.
Generally, when you
Okay.
Yeah.
Blonzy.
No, when you said advertisement, I thought it was an advertisement for us through them. Oh. Like, we're getting an advertisement through them. I'm like, why would we get paid to do an advertisement through them?
No.
Because we're that good.
Oh.
So Stitcher Radio, go listen. They have an app, and we have to record that soon. So.
Gotcha. Oh, and Sater, we are recording your thing tonight because we have to.
Yes.
Or it's not going to get done.
I don't feel guilty doing it now because I actually have listened.
Right. So, who would you rather do? Hulk, remembers size in this case can kill, or the Black Widow? Totally the Hulk for me because especially
the new Hulk.
Especially in the new Hulk, I think Mark Ruffalo is so fucking sexy.
Is he the brother of Janine Ruffalo?
I have no idea. He's not funny like her. But I think he's sexy as hell.
He's cute. Not when he turns into Hulk, though.
But he still looks like
But he only turns into Hulk when he's angry. So unless he's raping you.
But remember, but though, sometimes, you know, in the...
oh, it's his blood pressure.
Yeah.
Once his heart rate gets...
Right. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes, remember the Edward Norton Hulk had to stop because he was going to Hulk out in her vagina.
Yeah, and I don't know which one I'd want to be doing at the time. Do I want my jaws blown out?
Or you know, I think it'd be hilarious if he was normal and then he'd stuck it in you and got angry.
It's not tight enough. Hulk, stretch your ass.
But wouldn't you almost rather have that than it being like large and then trying to fit it in the small hole? Like from the outside? Like
oh, kind of like a balloon, like putting a balloon and then pumping it up?
Right.
There's porns in that, I think.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's sex toys.
I always wonder if people like, you know the balls that you blow up, you go bam, 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 like that?
Yeah.
Like if they do the same thing with those. Do you think Big Fatty does that?
Big Fatty?
What are those balls called? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Not Big Fatty's balls, but the ones with the big rubber bands on the end. You go like, bam, bam.
Yeah, it's just
bam.
A balloon with the rubber band.
I wonder if he does that with his puppets.
Hmm.
Big Fatty, please answer that question for us.
So you guys don't have a real answer for the Hulk or Black Widow?
No, because that's... I don't know anything about Black Widow.
She's a super spy.
She's not a superhero.
That doesn't age. She's a superhero like Batman's a superhero.
You know, I have a question about Captain America. He's been sleeping, but you don't age when you sleep.
No.
He was
Do
frozen.
You not understand?
Oh, frozen.
And his, what they did to him, he probably wouldn't age.
Oh. Okay.
So anyway, so I guess so, you have no comment to that question. However, though, his other question marks would was, who would be better in bed, Iron Man or Thor? Because Captain America would probably be too nice for you guys.
I don't even like Captain America like that.
Oh my God, I would totally have Thor.
Excuse me?
I don't even think he's that cute.
Ugh.
Not at, as the character, he's not that cute. At, in real life, he's cute.
Oh no, no.
When he first became Captain America and got big and bulky and he was running with that tight white shirt and those pants that fit him when he was small, but now they're like capris on him.
It was hot. Wait, you don't even like skinny guys.
But he's not really skinny. He's muscular.
Oh, so now you're into muscle guys.
I like the muscles.
Jim Bennings.
No, I mean, I think it's funny that you think people just have one type of guy.
Though just because
some,
you.
Though we do. Have some friends that do, and I think that's ridiculous that, oh no.
I don't have one type.
I could only do dot, dot, dot. No, 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 whatever. There's people can be pretty in all sizes, mm-hmm. and shapes, and hairiness, and
yeah.
and finding the tiger in the jungle.
I'm not into that type.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say, though, I don't know.
This
Thor,
is confusing, because if I could have... Go ahead.
I don't know. Thor, man, he is hot as fuck. Oh, my God. And you can hold on to that hair and those blue eyes.
I would totally let him hammer
if
me.
If I could have Thor's body with Iron Man's, like, flirtatiousness... That would be, is that a word?
Yes.
Okay.
It can't be.
Okay. That would be the ultimate for me. But I like Thor with short hair, not long.
Oh, no, the long. Iron Man, I think Tony Stark, though, would be hot. He's well practiced, mm-hmm. so he knows his way around naked people.
Mm-hmm. He's rich.
He's rich. Yeah.
He went to a desert and came back, and he flies.
And I bet he has some special tools when he's
the
in his
Thor can fly.
I'm sure Thor has a special tool.
Thor can fly too. Yes.
Yeah, but not really.
Just the same way that Tony Stark can fly.
No,
he flies
like
with
how
his...
does? Hammer. Oh, when he does this,
yeah,
that's like a helicopter. That doesn't count.
Okay.
No, he does the helicopter. That's what he does with his hammer, the helicopter.
Swinging around the helicopter.
Oh, that's what he does no, with his car.
He yeah. puts you on it and turns around like a helicopter.
Should we ask somebody? Are yeah. we gonna ask?
Let's ask Mark. I'll use my phone. Maybe he'll answer me. He knows this is coming. There's no way that he's gonna answer this.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll call another roommate of his.
Should
Oh.
What? I don't get it.
I can't speak.
Well, your microphone's not working. If not, maybe we can call George.
Jorge Clooney?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Mark C. calling mobile. Hello? Come on.
I think there's been something wrong with AT&T service today, because my phone has been jacked the fuck up.
Well, that could be also why our internet's been sucking. It's AT&T.
Our internet's not
AT&T. Oh, my God.
You have to hang up and try again.
Our internet's not AT&T. It's Comcast.
Oh, that's right. Oops. I don't pay for it. My company does.
Oops. I don't pay for it. Then how do I have the M cell thing?
What?
There it is.
It's been working off and on.
He's probably busy watching E.T. porn.
E.T. porn?
That's kind of gross.
E.T. porn.
You guys should start calling... You guys should call on his phone too, so he keeps getting all these phone calls.
Oh, really... no! His number's playing. You can't.
Oops.
God damn it!
Someone's gotta edit.
Oh. God damn it! 29 minutes.
He's probably in bed already because you know he has a new job and all.
All right, should I try to call from my phone?
Yeah, and I think Brad, you should call at the same time.
Oh, all at the same time?
And then just see who he picks up for.
Hold on.
This is very exciting.
All right, you ready? Go. Oops, I actually hung up. Is that mine?
That means he kind of probably went doop, hang up. He is totally never gonna let us call.
Should we try to call George?
Oh yeah, here you go. They shouldn't be together because that's Monday night.
Hello?
Hey, George. This is Ricky. What are you doing?
I'm just heading home right now. What's going on?
Oh, are you on the train or what?
No, I'm driving.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Can you talk?
Yeah,
let's talk. Okay, so I just want to let you know that you're on the show right now.
I am on the show. Hey. Yeah.
Hi, Jorge Clooney.
Jorge Clooney.
Hi, guys.
So we have this little show that we have here, and we have this new segment called Ask the Expert. Have we told you about it?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yes.
So, because you're our sweet, innocent friend, we left you with a clean question.
Okay, I'll go with that.
So you don't have to get dirty, because I don't want to see that.
It's still sexual, though.
No, oh. I'm not Josh, so.
Oh, shit.
Snap. So, we thought, actually, Mark asked us this question.
Mark asked us, okay.
So, he said, Who would be better in bed, Iron Man or Thor? Captain America would probably be too nice for you guys. Well, yeah, for us.
You can answer that one, or you could choose to answer, would you rather do, the Hulk, remember size, in this case, can kill, or the Black Widow?
The Black Widow? I would pick Thor right away. Honestly, oh, yeah. Iron Man, you know, obviously seems like a smoother, but I think he's compensating for a lack of something, and I think Thor probably has the right equipment and knows how to use it. So,
oh, good answer.
He is a Norse god.
Good answer. I would definitely go with Thor all the way.
Okay, and then the second question. Did you hear it?
Repeat it one more time, because I didn't really get it.
Who would you rather do, Hulk, remember size in this case could kill, or the Black Widow?
Or the Black Widow?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the Black Widow would be a little bit nastier and bad, and I'd probably have more fun with her. Oh. And I think the Hulk would probably just rip me into 5 seconds. So.
Because you're that hot.
It would be... I think I'd rather enjoy it.
But what if she, like, spit venom on you and paralyzed you?
What? Remember, she doesn't have superpowers.
But she's a Black Widow.
Does this mean... Well,
I don't think she has that superpower, no.
Okay,
she
you guys...
have any... Yeah, I don't think so.
Seriously, we're going to dork out that much that we can't pretend that she has venom?
Yeah, we are.
No, she just doesn't have it, though. I mean, are we being, you know... We can't just start making up powers for these superheroes to make it more interesting.
I want to know what his preferred... what is your preferred sexual position with Thor?
Of Thor?
He's embarrassed.
Yes. I don't even know how to answer that. Oh, my God.
So,
would you sleep on the first date?
What's that?
Would you sleep with him on the first date?
Would I sleep with him on the first date? Hell yeah. I mean, have you seen him without a shirt on?
Yeah. So, okay, well, is that the questions?
I'm sure we can keep grilling him, but he'll just keep getting embarrassed.
So, George, not a lot of people know about you on the show, so do you want to be on the show one day?
Sure, I'd love to be on the show and get to know
everyone. What are you doing next Wednesday night?
I'm free.
So oh, okay. So Waylon's not going to be here next Wednesday, so would you like to record with us?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to be a guest host.
Oh, awesome. Well, awesome. I will let you know what time we record, and we'll see when you can get here.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Bye, George. Thank you.
Adios, Jorge.
Bye, guys. Thank you for calling me.
Bye. We love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
Bye.
At least he can also talk next next week about when we all see Avengers on Friday.
Well, not all of us.
You're not going?
No, because I have to do the thing with Tony, with his group.
Oh. Well, you better see it that weekend.
I told Mark I was busy.
Of course you did.
So Mark, I hope you enjoyed those questions.
Yes.
Were you really watching ET porn while we're doing this? Oh. Is he calling? Oh.
Yes, yes. Hurry. Hi, Mark.
It's actually Matt.
Oh. You're calling.
He's making me call for whatever reason.
Yeah, so that's exactly why we're calling, because we needed an expert. And so,
am I expert enough?
Oh. No.
Oh, yeah, because actually you'd be fun to ask his questions.
Okay.
So, first, he asked
us. Tell him what we're doing first.
Oh, so for you, know, obviously you're on the show right now.
Okay. Yay, everyone.
Hi. This is Matt, Mark's roommate, every listeners. Matt does not listen
not
to
that one.
This little show. But Mark had sent us my microphone. Had sent us in I need to step back. Sent us in some questions to ask an expert, because it's a new segment that we have on the show here. And he asked, who would you rather do, the Hulk, remember size can kill in this case, or the Black Widow?
I would have to say the Hulk.
And why?
Well,
because he likes the big boys.
I don't know. I'm a golden gay. I'd like to keep that card.
Oh, gotcha.
As hot as Scarlett Johansson is, I will not deny that.
Yeah.
Well, she's a Scorpio, so therefore she's even hotter.
Ricky also said it's because you're a chub chaser.
I did not say that.
No, I like bears, though. He's kind of bearish.
I did not say that.
That's what you were implying, Ricky.
I didn't say that. No.
So that's good. Now, who would be hotter or who'd be better in bed? Iron Man or Thor? And he said those two because he thought that Captain America would be too nice for us.
That's an easy one. Definitely Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man would rely too much on his toys.
Mm-hmm. So now, would you allow Thor to bring
Thor's a god, and he has a big, massive hammer. He'd be electrifying.
The hammer is my penis.
And I bet you'd let him bring the hammer to bed, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Now,
fuck yeah.
What would be your favorite sexual position with Thor?
Favorite position with Thor?
Yeah.
I'm sure he has his own that he makes up.
He's yeah, a fucking god. But what would be like your sexual request?
It's called hammer time.
Ricky said that his personal god that his position that he made up is called the hammer time.
Hammer time.
Yeah.
Mark said I should ride his rainbow bridge, which I guess.
Yeah. So, do you have any other thoughts about Thor as a sexual being?
Well, I'm sure he's a beast in bed. Like, he is a god again.
How much do you think he comes?
How much do you think he comes? In case you couldn't hear that.
How much do I think he comes?
Yeah.
Is he gallons like?
Oh,
see,
gallons at a time.
Like each squirt.
He's not like a giant, for fuck's sake.
He's just—I don't know. Now, I'm sure he does.
Would you be a lady and swallow, or because you know ladies don't spit, or would you have to spit?
Wait, what is that?
Would you spit or swallow?
I don't know if I could swallow a gallon at a time.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a lot.
You went to college. You never like did a catch.
Facial / like body cover.
That's like a seaweed wrap.
You never did like a keg stand or a beer bong in college?
I actually didn't. I should try that with yeah. Thor.
Can I keg stand you?
Wouldn't that be like the vertical 69?
What was that?
He said, wouldn't that be the vertical 69? No, that just means that you're like, he could be laying down and you'd be standing on your hands with his cock in your mouth.
But it's so big, you wouldn't even have to use your arms.
Go upside down or something.
What was that?
He can fly, so he could just go upside down or whatever.
Oh, true, true. He could...
Helicopter.
Exactly.
Well,
let us talk to Mark for 1 second.
Let us talk to Mark. Yeah, get Mark on the phone. The little chicken shit.
Here's Mark. Hello.
Hello. You're too chicken to call yourself?
Hey, I thought it would just be funny on that one.
Well, true, true, true. Who did we call first?
Call?
No, I'm asking Ricky. We had to call someone
George.
Else. We called George to get his opinion since you weren't picking up the phone.
And what'd he say? I guess I'll just listen.
Yeah.
You just need to listen.
Because you are our listener and then our friend.
It obviously wasn't as explicit as Matt because, you know, George blushes and gets, you know, shy. But he did give his opinion and he was pretty... He knew what he was going for.
Okay.
So now, what's your highlight, your answer, like your high-level answer, since we're running out of time, too, on our end?
My high-level answer...
Yeah, you know the questions because you asked them. So, Iron Man or Thor, Hulk or Black Widow?
Well, the Hulk would kill you. you wouldn't survive. But then there's, you know, Black Widow who could also kill you.
Yeah, but I guess you're now assuming that the Hulk is going to enlarge himself while inserted in you.
No, he's already going to be bigger than you.
Well, so why makes he could be gentle in bed. He could palm you with his, you know, take the back of your head, and you could at least
realize it's not the point of the Hulk. The Hulk is the Hulk because he's angry.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but maybe like, you know, sex is his, you know, like when you get the tip in the mouth, it kind of calms him down.
See, but then he wouldn't be the Hulk anymore. He's all about the angry sack.
Mark, it's just for play.
He's always the Hulk. He's always the Hulk. The Hulk is really just a representation of the
Mark
of the other side of him that's already there.
Mark, are you here? Are you listening to me?
No.
Not too bad. So, if the Hulk was a reasonable size when he got angry, what would your choice be?
Well, then you'd have to be the Hulk.
No, listen, Mark. No. No.
So this is some bizarro plot world, an alternate universe.
It's like She-Hulk. She's not that big.
There was a She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously, Mark.
You guys have missed the whole point of the question.
No, we haven't. Because it's all about sex.
You're changing the question.
No, we're not.
You're changing the question.
No, we're not.
You're changing the character. No. You're changing the...
That's not the point of the question, dumbass.
No. When you listen to the show, we went through the whole gambit of, well, you know, what is it? Depends if he was, you know, got big inside you, but not. But, you know, who knows? Some people like angry sex. I'm sure they could still survive.
I'm still pretty sure they wouldn't survive.
So then why did you ask the question if there was a wrong answer?
Because I wanted you guys to fight it out.
No, we knew.
But, you know,
we
adapted. You didn't ask...
We adapted the question to make it.
No, 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 no. Don't have to even adapt it. The question is, who would you rather do? So even though knowing that we could die, you could still ask the question of Hulk or Black Widow. So Iron Man or Thor?
I think Iron Man would be more fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was not what everybody else said. Well, no.
I said that I would totally do him because I think he could be fun.
Oh my god, this microphone is killing me.
But if I had to choose between the two of them, it's definitely Thor. I would agree with George's statement of he thinks that Iron Man is overcompensating for something.
Well, I'm sure he can build it.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, Mark, thank you for playing along and keep the questions coming because, you know, they were fun. Even if you don't like our answers. And apparently Ricky wants to say something.
Or our adaptations.
And just remember that when we refer to you as listener first, friend second, it's only business.
We talked about
you
that.
Know, I think I need to stop listening.
Oh.
You wouldn't be the only one.
Right. He'll just stay with Chicago's number one podcast.
Oh. I just turned into Hulk.
Hulk angry.
Bye, Mark. See you Friday.
Goodbye.
No matter what, he always dorks it out. No matter what it is, he'll dork it out. I love it.
I love how he's like, that's not possible. But then he also watches Doctor Who, which is not possible either.
All right. Well, that's 45 minutes. Do we have anything else here? Let's see. Oh, we had some more questions.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we had one from Cheap Blue Guitar and one from Q Sledge, which is kind of confusing. Should we wait until the next? We'll wait till the next episode because we're at 45 minutes.
Yeah, and we have to decide if we're going to give a real answer for Cheap Blue Guitar because we've already talked about it before.
Oh, we should totally make... Yeah, or I told him we talked about it before.
Or make up our own version.
And he wants us to do accents, and I'm not good at that.
Or if people...
What?
Yeah.
Am I looking at the same question?
Well, there was other Twitter conversations about it. But if you need something to talk about when you call in, maybe you could help make the story about how we all met each other.
Or you could write the script and we will read it.
Yeah, there we go. It could be, we need someone to write a radio drama about how the Foul Monkeys met, and we will read it live.
Only the current cast.
Yes, current cast. But before we go, though, we can't remember that the last episode, we are doing a contest.
Yes.
Yes.
If someone can purchase...
a microphone, which clearly you can hear...
clearly is annoying as fuck. Two new microphones for us. That Ricky will wear gold lame stretch pants in all moose knuckle glory to Pride 48 so that all of you listeners and fellow podcasters can see the moose knuckle in person.
Will I be doing it on the pink carpet? Because we'll be sitting behind a table.
No, you could walk into the show, though, or you could strip into them during the show. That could be part of our live show.
Okay.
Is the
As people are donating to the Pride 48.
As the unveiling of the moose knuckle could be part of our show.
And I have like 19,000 pairs of underwear on.
We need to come up with, if we ever get our website done, we'll have to come up with a page with one of those thermometer meters about the raising of the funds.
Oh, right.
That'll be fun. To show how close to moose knuckle
right.
we are.
Speaking of the website... more than likely, it's going to be done, but just in case we need someone who would like to volunteer some time to us,
please. Yes, we need it done by what's the date?
May 15th.
May 15th. We're expecting.
There's not too much, by the way. I know that's like 2 weeks away, and probably when you hear this, it'll be like 1 week away. But it's one of those things like there's little things that we just need to get finished before we can launch it.
Right.
Yes. And we are expecting some new traffic on there, so we wouldn't mind it being nicer. So.
All right, so I think we're done. This is Ricky.
Oh, shit. This is Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
And we will see you later. And remember, 420 is going to be a one-hour episode, so we can start doing even number shows.
Because Ricky's that anal.
Yes.
Anal.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Like, we totally love hearing from our fans. They're, like, number
you
one.
Can, like, give us a call at, like, 206-984-3685.
Or text us at 863-SUCKSUCKSUCKS. I said sucks. 0377.
Nice. Good one. Good one, Mickey. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, or James LeRoy FM. Or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Hurry this up. I got
a
lot of...
Not really.
Go on, Waylon.
So you can also like find us like on our Facebook fan page like and us on our Tumblr like at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
What about MySpace?
No.
Oh my God, you know, some countries don't have the Tumblrs or the Facebook.
Or the maps.
Or the maps.
But they do have iTunes. So head over to iTunes and subscribe and maybe even give us a review. Okay, bye.
Good one.